Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Peter Berkowitz at the Hoover Institution, writing at Real Clear Politics about a new book by Derek Bach, a very famous man. He was at the Harvard Law School as the dean, the leader in the 1960s. He then was at Harvard University, to my knowledge, for all of the period from the 1970s to the 1990s. He's now publishing a book attacking the elites, what critics get wrong and right about America's leading university. Certainly a major figure in my education in the 20th century, Derek Bach. And I am surprised to see that he wants to defend a story that has so many moving parts, but we come to the money, and that has just one moving part. The astonishing fact that from the time that President Bach was in place in the 1960s and 70s, Harvard's endowment was $1 billion. Sounds like a lot. It is now $50 billion, and those monies are often attached to musts from the donors. And so he presents a Harvard that is whipsawed by its need for cash, money, to maintain the plant, the vast plant it has, and the needs of its alumni, the generous philanthropists in the world. It begins to sound like an excuse, Peter. How did you read that?
Well, John, I read it exactly that way, as an excuse and in a way as a distraction. Yes, the endowment has skyrocketed, $50 billion. But the problem, the general problem, I think, is not as Bach presents it. He implies that with a $50 billion endowment, with big gifts from donors, you have donors constantly attempting to determine how their money will be spent on campus. I believe the historical record would show the opposite. That is, with this great increase in endowments, the universities have received tremendous amounts of unrestricted funds, which the universities, the administration, the faculty have then been able to spend any way they want. When, for example, now this goes back to the 90s, when, for example, a donor imposes or asks for the mildest of restrictions, in the 1990s, the Bass family gave around $20 or $25 million to Yale and merely asked that the money be used to support the study of Western civilization. By the way, Karl Marx is part of Western civilization. The faculty rebelled, and eventually Yale was compelled to give the money back. So my sense of it, different than Derek Bach's, is that that tremendous amount of money has been used by administrators and faculty to largely support the causes they want to support. And those causes have been causes that have undercut liberal education.
To the faculty, the final piece of the puzzle is the faculty. It is impossible to believe that the leadership in Harvard's admissions office, the leadership in the dean's office and leadership at the administration level are unaware of the fact that the faculty is only one-sided, entirely one-sided, expected to be one-sided. There are exceptions, of course, but that makes the rule. I do not see Mr. Bach bothered by that, although that would be obviously a problem if you were running any corporation in the world to have one opinion in a room.
Yes, I think that's right. Bach himself reports the number that conservatives in the social sciences and humanities are outnumbered sometimes 10 to 1 or 15 to 1 in Harvard departments. Even the slightest familiarity with the underlying principles of liberal education would suggest that that means the other side of the argument is not heard, which would mean that the dominant view becomes held in a inflexible and dogmatic way. So not as a as a sop to conservatives, not as a benefit to conservatives, but as an essential feature of liberal education. One needs to arrange matters at the colleges so that liberal education, so the other side of the opinion is better represented. As you know, John, I'm not in favor of going about explicitly seeking conservatives, because that invites university officials to look more into political beliefs. I don't want to entrench that kind of authority. But subjects that conservatives on the whole are more drawn to, very important. History, especially diplomatic, military, and religious history, so essential to the human experience, are barely taught at universities today. Bach should urge Harvard University to focus more on those subjects. If he does, if the university did, they would produce more conservatives on the faculty and provide students an education more worthy of the name.
And Peter, final 30 seconds. Is Mr. Bach's book helpful to you? Because this is a lonely journey we're all on, trying to figure out what happened in academy between, say, about 1990 and today. Is the book helpful? 30 seconds.
There are sober insights in the book. Buck gets a lot wrong, but he cares about the university. He's pursuing the debate about the university. It provides me an opportunity to respond in public. So, yes, I welcome more debate about the subject.
Peter Berkowitz of the Hoover Institution, writing at Real Clear Politics about a new book we all look forward to, although it's preceded in the Chronicle of Higher Education, by Derek Bach. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART, or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
There's nothing like sinking into luxury. At WashableSofas.com, you'll find the Anabe Sofa, which combines ultimate comfort and design at an affordable price. And get this, it's the only sofa that's fully machine washable from top to bottom, starting at only $699. The stain-resistant performance fabric slipcovers and cloud-like frame duvet can go straight into your wash. Perfect for anyone with kids, pets, or anyone who loves an easy-to-clean, spotless sofa. With a modular design and changeable slipcovers, you can customize your sofa to fit any space and style. Whether you need a single chair, love seat, or a luxuriously large sectional, Anabe has you covered. Visit WashableSofas.com to upgrade your home. Right now, you can shop up to 60% off store-wide with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Add a little to your life. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.